you name Coghlan as a president's representative to something?
Yes, sir.
Under whose authority?
Well, I understood Bill Bowdler to ask me to call him.
Well, you better understand. You and Bill Bowdler both better get together, because I can't take snafus like that.
Yes,
just that's one thing I cannot carry. I can take ignorance, and I can take dumbness, and I can take corruption, but I just can't take a man in my party who stabs me and cuts me to pieces and denounces me, and then idiots go and select him by God as a presidential appointee. That's something I can't take. I can take Nixon, I can take Goldwater, on a nonpartisan thing, but I can't take a man like Coghlan that has cut me to pieces.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
And then name him as my representative as a reward. If you can just imagine the man detests your father the most, and then the biggest enemy he's got in Missouri, and then you name him as Stuart Symington's representative to Mexico City. Now, I can't have that kind of stuff. I've cut him back at least 6 times.
Yeah.
Every time he comes to me for approval, I cut him back. And he keeps coming. So the only thing I can conclude is that I've got some sabotage, disloyalty somewhere. So you find out where the hell it is. And don't ever let a Coghlan go anywhere. And be sure before you ever call anybody else, you look at LBJ right on the bottom of it. And until you see LBJ, you've got no more authority to name anybody in my name than Lucy has.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Operator.